Lester Poulfus, better known as Les Paul, has been the subject of filmmakers before, including the 1980 biography The Wizard of Waukesha. The new film, which will air on PBS this summer, is called Les Paul Chasing Sound. It includes plenty of sound of him playing guitar. The movie also looks at several of Paul's technical contributions, including to the solid body electric guitar and multi-track recordings. Many musicians offer tributes to Paul. Here's blues guitarist B.B. King.
Through all the years of playing, you going one way and me going the other, finally we get together and I get a chance to meet what I think is a legend in his own time.
Number one.
The film also delves into Paul's personal life, including a scene with his late mother on her 100th birthday, and several minutes with his late former wife and musical partner, Mary Ford.
Now the hacienda star, the town is sleeping.
Paul told two packed houses last night at Milwaukee's Downer Theater how much he enjoys the new film, and in a later interview with Wisconsin Public Radio, Paul said the movie brings back a lot of memories.
I just sat there and said, how lucky can one guy be?
Paul has spent much of the last few decades living in New Jersey and playing weekly at a club in New York. He hasn't made many trips to Wisconsin in recent years, but he knows what to say when visiting his old hometowns.
The people here, they're very friendly, very kind, they're more sincere. They're just unexplainably better. Your cooking, your cheese is better, your beer is better.
Paul's sense of humor and rapport with people charmed a couple dozen autograph seekers outside his bus at the Milwaukee Athletic Club last evening. Instead of waving people away in the cool night air, he spent 10 minutes signing guitars, record album covers, and other memorabilia. After signing an extra long L at the end of his name, Paul joked with one fan.
Some guy asked if my name was longer.
But Paul is showing some signs of being 91. He's got some arthritis. His red hair and body are thinner than they used to be. He wears a hearing aid and walks more slowly, although without a cane. Still, he says he feels great and plans to keep playing music.
I feel sorry for that guy that wants to quit when he's 55 or 65, whatever it was. You know, they say, I'm going to quit and go to Florida. Not me. I don't want to go to Florida. I want to be with a lot of my friends.
Paul will be with more of his friends tonight in Waukesha County when he plays a sold-out concert. The local historical museum will use the money that's raised toward a planned exhibit honoring Les Paul. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.